All right, Devosai, good evening. So we're going to learn a little bit, Demiratz Hashem, tonight. A beautiful piece by Rabbi Nachman from the Haggadah. You know, the hardest part is deciding what to do. It's an amazing thing. If you know, you could learn the Haggadah, mamish, the entire year. It's an incredible, incredible thing how such a text that's so old can mamish yield new chidushim still year after year. So we're going to focus at the piece right after the one we did last week. So if we take a look on the sheet, it's on page 1, paragraph A. So remember, again, this is in the Rabbi Gamliel Hayo Omer section. Rabbi Gamliel said, Kol Shlo Omer Shlosha Doram Eilu B'Pesach Ol Yatzadei Chavaso, that you have to speak about three things on Pesach. And if you don't speak about them, you're not Yotzei, your obligation. Pesach Matzo Umar. So take a look first in the Haggadah, the section of Pesach. Pesach, Shehayu Avosinu Ochum Mizan Shebeisam Eta Shayekhaim Al Shumma. So remember again, why do we eat the Korban Pesach? Because the Ribon Hashem literally passed over. He skipped over our homes in Egypt. Because the Pasuk says, you will say that this is a Zevach, this is an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Pesach offering, because the Ribono Shel Olam skipped over our homes in Egypt when he went ahead and he wiped out, he smote the Egyptian firstborn, and he saved our homes. And the people heard about this incredible news, and the people bowed down. So take a look at paragraph A. So the Rebbe says something amazing. So just by way of background, you know, there's a lot of discussion in general among the various different mefarshim as to why the Yom Tov of Pesach is called Pesach. Because remember, again, the Torah doesn't really refer to it as Pesach. Torah refers to it as Chag HaMatzos. So the Shaila is, why do we call it Pesach if the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos? It's actually very, very beautiful. Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev says that the Pshat is like this. He says that we call it Pesach because when we celebrate the Yom Tov, we're focusing on that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So what did the Ribono Shel Olam do for us? He passed over our homes. That was an incredibly significant event. The Ribono Shel Olam calls it Chag HaMatzos. Why? Because Ribono Shel Olam reflects on what we did for him. That we left Egypt. We left Egypt with what? With some dough. With some dough, you know. There's a beautiful, just if you want to see, there's a beautiful Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan brings down, I don't remember his Lashon, but Targum Yonasan brings down that when Klal Yisrael left Egypt, they left with dough. They were carrying the dough on their head. And the dough baked on their head in the sun. That's what the Targum Yonasan says. It's incredible. So the idea that the Rebbe says, Rabbi Yitzchok says, is we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one calls it the Yom Tov in a way that reflects the love for the other. So we call it Chag HaPesach, representing the love that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Hakaras HaTov we have for all that he did for us. And he calls it Chag HaMatzos, representing again all that we did for him. So Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful insight. Rabbi Nachman says, "Va'amartem zevach pesach hula Hashem asher pasach abate b'nei Yisrael." You will say that it's a zevach pesach because Yom Shom passed over the homes of Klal Yisrael. Isa bekavanus. Get ready for this. Shebe pesach yoredes ha'ara gidola min hashomayim bepamachos shelo b'hadargo kushelo kesedus. We'll say, so what does this mean? Literally translated, that on Pesach, an incredible light comes down from Shemayim at once, without Shlo Ba'adarga. Shlo Ba'adarga means what? Without gradations, or without steps. Shlo Keseder. Ki Yardin Kala Mochin Bepamachos. Because all of the incredible Mochin, you know, Mochin is a Kabbalistic term for all of the levels of understanding, all the levels of insight, all come down at once. Mashein Nimtza Kein Bechol Hashana Va'afilu B'Shabis U'Shavuos. So Rabbi Nachman says something amazing, that you know, normally when it comes to spirituality, there are two basic tenets. Number one, spirituality is a step process. It's a very important yisod. That if a person wants to grow in their ruchnios, a person needs to take those steps one at a time. A person needs to go ahead and literally take those steps one at a time. If a person tries to jump too many steps, in their ruchnius. So ultimately, again, a person has the ability, chas v'shalom, to go ahead and make major mistakes. So in ruchnius in general, we, from our own perspective, I have to take one step after the next. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to discuss what this means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gives me shefa, when He gives me divine energy, so that divine energy is also given one step at a time. Well, so you know, like, the idea, and this is going to sound like a strange statement, but you know, too much spirituality is not good either. Now, don't take that phrase out of context. What that means is a person has to know where they're holding in life. Sometimes if a person bites off too much or tries to go to a level that they're not ready for, you know, it's like Elisha ben Avuya, right? Elisha ben Avuya enters the paradise and it was too much for him to see. He couldn't absorb that which he was exposed to. But yet, says the Rebbe, something amazing happens on Pesach. And this, by the way, is just... You're going to see such an incredible part. Then what happens on Pesach? Literally, the gates of Shamayim are open, and all of the divine energy comes down. And it comes down undiluted, and it comes down with intensity. And not by dagger, not with steps of mamash, all of it at once. This doesn't happen, says the Rebbe, any other time of year. Doesn't happen Shabbos, doesn't happen Shavuos. Watch this.
Only on Pesach.
Yeah. Oh. We're going to see. Kitamit zrichin lekabel ha'aras ha'mochin, kiseder madrega ledarga behemshech hazman. Because the reality is that in general, in order to go ahead and be mekabel, in order to accept, in order to be able to receive ha'aras ha'mochin, the divine light, so it has to be done kiseder. Kiseder. Was a growth in ruchnius must be a methodical step process. I have to work on this, then when I finish working on this, I have to move on to this. This Ramchal discusses this extensively. The idea that, you know, sometimes, let's say, for this is always a good share, because we're amongst friends, we always speak openly, but you know, sometimes we wonder why it is that, like, we don't encounter the real growth that we want to encounter. Why is it? I'm trying hard, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, but so why is that I'm not encountering the growth I want to? The answer is because often it's not sustained. Because you know how Ruchnius works. You start something, mamish, I'm all excited about it. I'm all excited. I'm a shugaladar. I'm all excited about it. Then what happens? Again, not any malicious intent, but life gets in the way and it's not sustained. When something is not sustained, you can't encounter growth. Spirituality only works if it's like a sustained, concerted effort. If I have one-off spirituality, I'll do this day, I'll do that this day, I'll do this every other Tuesday, I'll do this once a week. Remember, it's wonderful because you get schar for every single good thing you do, but growth only comes through sustained avoda.
What is sustained?
It's every day. That's sustained. By the way, I just want to point out something. It's no different, if you think about it, than any other relationship in life. Right? What happens if a husband says to his wife, listen, I really love you a lot. I'm going to be an excellent husband on Mondays, alternate Tuesdays, and every other Shabbos. Right? So what's going to happen? So we know what's going to happen. It's not going to be married for 20. Every relationship that you care about in life needs constant nurturing. So the Ribono Shel Olam, every single day, it's got to be sustained. Now again, does it mean that if a person has a misstep on one day, that's it? All the avoda they did is down the drain? No, it doesn't work that way. But without sustained effort, I can't accomplish anything. Tav, what were you going to say?
Once on a piece of Rabbi Yerucham, that he said, my love, Avram Avinu, was that he always took another step forward. But the Ken Yusainas weren't some massive event, but it was the culmination of that sustained growth one step forward.
Beautiful.
I thought it fit.
Beautiful. Beautiful idea. Right, so meaning that the Nisayon doesn't come yesh me'ayin. It's the next step in his personal growth. Just that you're saying, the Torah doesn't tell us. The Torah doesn't give us that information, but that must have been happening within him.
It can't just be like, it's a crazy event.
Right, suddenly one day you get a call, right, sacrifice your son.
Because he kept on taking one step, that's where he was
beautiful.
Going.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And is the objective ever fully fulfilled in your sustainment? Taking it step by step, in other words, if you have to do it every day, then you're constantly renewing your fulfillment.
Correct.
But it's never at its pinnacles of completion.
Well, here's the beautiful part. I'll tell you, in the Mesilas Yisharim Shir, so we have in the morning, so one time somebody pulled me to the side after the Shir, and he said to me, he said, Rav, I'm going to stop coming to the Shir. I said, why is that coming to the Shir? He said, because I find it very depressing. So Gezeiras Shalom is not a depressing shir. So I said, try not to make it a depressing shir. So I said, why, ask why are you depressed? He said, because you know what the takeaway is? The takeaway is that it's never enough and that you're never done. I said, that's true. That's an unequivocal, but that's not a depressing yisod. That's an exciting yisod. That tells me that there's no ceiling on my growth. There's no ceiling. I'm sorry? He was not. Actually, I don't know. There's no ceiling. There's no ceiling on your growth. You could do whatever you want. You could be whatever you want. And the beautiful part about Judaism is, in general, that's why we tend to put very little emphasis on the finish line. We tend to put a lot more emphasis on the process. So the says Rabbi Nachman, again, the process of growth in Ruchnius is step after step. So normally the way it works, and we've quoted this before, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh has the beautiful Yisod of Hashem Tzilcha. I think I quoted this to you before. So we're in the Hashem Tzilcha. So normally we translate Hashem Tzilcha as Hashem is your shade. So the image usually is, I'm out in the sun, it's the sun is sweltering, the Ribbono Shel Olam is my shade, he gives me comfort. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says Hashem Tzilcha means what? The Ribbono Shel Olam is my shadow. So what's the chav, says Baal Shem Tov? That there's reciprocity with the divine. Whatever I do for God, God does back for me. So again, Rabbi Nachman says, if I grow incrementally, I grow in steps, so the Ribbono Shel Olam showers down upon me shefa. Now, just a word about shefa, by the way. The shefa is divine energy. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak has this vart. He says that, this is actually an amazing piece. We should do this one day. But the Rebbe says, Rabbi Yitzchak says, that shefa, divine energy, he says is parav. He says parav, just energy. And he says, what's the chap? The chap is what state you're in when you receive the divine energy. If you're in a state of tov, then the energy propels you to do more tov. If you're chas v'shalom in a state of chait, the energy propels you to do more chait. So what's the catch? The catch is, you never know when the energy is coming. You never know when the energy is coming. So the Rebbe quotes, that's meaning of the pasuk, "V'chol is yihyu bigadecha levanim." Make sure your clothing is white at all times. Make sure you're always in a state of spiritual preparedness. Why? Because you never know when the shefa is coming. You never know when the divine energy is coming. Because I don't know, I need to always be prepared for it. So back to this. So the Rebbe therefore says that in general, the way it works with the Ribbono Shel Olam is, because Shvara who showers down upon me his shefa's energy, but it comes darga darga. It comes in steps. However, ki bepesach, who bechinas Isra'asa dila'ila, kodem Isra'asa dila'tasa, ki az adayin kodem kabbalah satora. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Let's talk about the reason it's an incredible piece is because there's so much in here. So I'll say, what's this Isra'usa dila'ila, Isra'usa dila'tasa? So in Chassidos, this is based on the Zohar. So Zohar brings down that there are two ways in which to elicit a response from the divine. You could awaken up HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our actions here. That's called Isra'us, which means an awakening, Dilatasa, from below. So I could do Masim Tovim, I could do Chesed, I could do Tzedaka, I could learn Torah, I could daven, and my actions awaken the Ribbono, elicit a divine response. That's one measure, that's one level. And then there's another approach, which is Isra'usa Dilatasa, which means what? That sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu just does wonderful things for us, not because I asked, not because I earned it, not because I deserved it, but simply what? Simply because he can. Simply because he can. You know, this Chazal had the expression that more than the baby wants to eat, the mother wants to nurse. Meaning the mother needs to express milk. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, similarly, is the same idea. The Ribbono Shel Olam is filled with bracha, and he yearns to give off that bracha. He yearns to give it. So says the Rebbe, under normal circumstances, you first have to start with Isra Usa Dilatasa. I first have to do my avoda down here. I have to awaken my zechuyos above through my mitzvah, through my actions. And then, once I do Isra Usa Dilatasa, that awakens the Ribbono Shel Olam above, Isra Usa Dilaila. With one exception. One exception. What's the one exception? Pesach. Huh. Pesach is the one time of year where there's Isra'usa dila'ela before there's Isra'usa dila'tasa. That the Ribbono Shel Olam opens up the warehouses of bracha, showers it down upon me even before I do anything to actually warrant or to deserve that bracha. One time a year. Not Shabbos, not Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur, not Shavuos, Pesach. He goes on. So what's the pshat? Paragraph base. V'yakein. The MS, Adayin lo hayu yisar ruin legal. Yes.
What does he mean for those who are dying?
He's bringing over here that he wants to suggest, as we'll see, that part of the concept that Klal Yisrael was able to bring about such incredible bracha without Isra'usa Dilatasa is because we did not yet have the mechanism for Isra'usa Dilatasa. Torah is the mechanism for awakening from below. Right? But without Torah, we had to rely on Isra'usa Dilatasa, which, again, you understand that what the Rebbe is describing over here is the entire experience of Yetzias Yisrael. Yetzias Yisrael was not because of our Zechuyos. We didn't deserve it. In fact, the argument can be made that we didn't deserve anything. We didn't deserve anything. But it came from the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Paragraph.
Yet it seems like there were still some prerequisites of active role by Klal Yisrael to be zocher for that.
Right.
Meaning not necessarily that because they did this and Baruch Hu and the merit of that, but meaning without that
we have to do something.
Right.
So Mila, correct. That's where Karban Pesach comes in. That's where Yaakov. It's a very apropos point because remember we have a schosnet. It's Erev Shabbos Hagadol. So remember again, Erev Shabbos Hagadol. So Shabbos Hagadol was that first major zechus, right? Celebrate. They took the sheep on the 10th. So inachinami, we had to do something. There had to be, but yet those things are not the things that brought the geula, right?
That those were just it wasn't a siba, but rather it was a simin that Klal Yisrael were the nation that Kadosh Baruch Hu would be able to give a Torah eventually.
Beautiful. It's a good term. It's a good terminology. It's also, there's a yesod. There are no free lunches. That's the other yesod also. Like, right. even if I don't deserve it, there's no such thing as me sitting back. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, by the way, the greatest raya to that, we'll get to on Shviya Shel Pesach, the greatest raya to that is that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak Elai, Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'Yiso, right, just like Klal Yisrael to go into, I'll take care of everything, you realize it still required an act of Mesiras Nefesh from Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing. It's kind of just showing up and say, hey God, I'm here, you know, work your divine magic. There always has to be something. That's the novelty of Pesach, says the Rebbe. That it was all Yisra'usa Dila'ila. Yisra'usa Dila'ila. An awakening from above. Paragraph B. V'alkein. Be'emes adayin lo'ha Yisrael yilingal. The reality is, as we were just saying before, Klal Yisrael really did not yet merit or deserve redemption. Elasha Kodesh Baruch Hu dileg al ha'keitz. But what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of skipped over all rational reason. Skipped over all rational reason. He can move on. U'bishvil zeh nikra Pesach. B'lashon dilug u'kafitza. Kipasach Hashem akola madregos. So says there was something amazing. Remember the question we started with? The fundamental shaila is, why is this Yom Tov called Chagah Pesach? If the Torah refers to it as Chagah Matzos. So okay, so we learned of Levi Yitzchak, each one uses an expression to express love for the other. But says the Rebbe, so why is it called Pesach? Do you want to know why, says the Rebbe, says Rabbi Nachman? Because in that word is the entire essence of this yontif. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do on Pesach? What does Pesach mean? Loshon dilug ukafitza. Jumping over, skipping over. So we always think, what did God skip over? What do we assume we're talking about over here? The homes, right, during Makas Bechoros, right? He skipped over our homes, says Rebbe. That is true, but there's something much more profound that God skipped over. What did he skip over? He skipped over all the madregos. Ki pasa Hashem al kol ha-madregos. The Ribbono Shel Olam skipped all the normative steps. You know, we're doing this now, Masiyas Hasharim, in the morning. So, you know, we're talking about the whole yisod of cause and effect. Cause and effect. Life is cause and effect. It's true in the Olam HaGashmi. It's true in the Olam HaRuchni. That's how the universe was created by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, for the greatest act of redemption that mankind has ever experienced, up until Mashiach comes to here, B'Yameinu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over everything. He changed the order. The way it's supposed to work is Isra'usa Dilatasa. I'm supposed to do my part. But you have to understand, this is an incredible yisod. You know, I mentioned this in a different context, and it might sound like a shtickle apikarsis, but you'll appreciate it once you think about it. You know, people think that in an eis tzara, in a difficult time, the first thing you do is you open your Tehillim. It's not true. When you're in a difficult situation, the first thing you do is you try to figure out what can you do to fix your circumstances. The first thing you do is not daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing you do is, okay, I've got a problem. What can I do? What's my ishtadlus? What's my effort? How can I roll up my sleeves and make it better? Where my reach ends, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins. That's Isra Usa Dila Tasa versus Isra Usa Dila Eila. The way the universe works is, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Asei Shelcha, do your part, Va'ani Asei Sheli, and I'll do mine afterwards. But first, it always starts with me doing my part. Now again, it's true, they're not mutually exclusive. You could do your Ashtadlus and say Tehillim also. But people often think that it's the first thing, Tefillah's wonderful, Tefillah's incredible. Because Baruch Hu also gave us the tools for Ashtadlus. And that's what he wants. That's Isra. So it says Rabbi Nachman, you know what happens on Pesach? Hashem Pesach. Ribbono Shel Olam, what are you talking about? You created an order for the universe and you skipped it. You skipped over the entire section of Isra Usa Dila Tasa. You skipped over the entire section of Ishtadlus and you went right to Isra Usa Dila Eva. You went right to saving us. You went right to Gula. And therefore he says, Ki Pasach Hashem HaKol HaMadregos V'Yishpia Aleihem Or Gadol V'Nora Ma'od Yoser Matimo. The Rebbe Shalom skipped over all of the Madregos. He skipped over the normative order of the world and instead showered down upon us a great light. U'Pasach V'Dileg Al HaKeitz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally passed over and skipped to the end. The end of Osei, of course, where the Rebbe Shalom steps in and saves us. Because we did not yet have the requisite merits. We did not yet have the meisim that would warrant or that would give us geula. Says Rabbi Nachman, do you want to know what the essence of this Yom Tov is? The essence of this Yom Tov is Pesach. The essence of the Yom Tov is that the Ribbono Shel Olam skipped the natural order of the world. He skipped over Isra Usa Dila Tasa, went right to Isra Usa Dila Eila. Now he went right, he skipped. He says, you don't have to put in your Ishtadlus. I will take care of you. I will save you. I will redeem you. That's the whole essence of Pesach. Kadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the natural order. Now you understand, by the way, what Rabbi Nachman said before. What's the greatness of Pesach? The greatness, something happens sometimes, doesn't happen the rest of the year, which is what? Yeah. That literally, again, the storehouses of Bracha and Shemayim are open, and Bracha just showers down like crazy. Bracha just showers down in a way that it doesn't shower down any other time of the year. Why? Because that's the essence of Pesach. During the rest of the year, if I want Bracha, what do I have to do? If I want Bracha, what do I need to do?
Earn it.
Right? Earn it. Earn it. Isra Usa Dilatasa. Two words. Isra Usa, that's I have to generate those zechuyos from below. But that's not what Pesach is. Pesach is a Yom Tov. Pesach. Kadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the natural order. Pesach is a supernatural. It's a lamala min hateva existence. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu skipped over Isra Usa Dilatasa, simply saved us, and therefore all of the Otros HaShamayim, all of the storehouses of heaven are open. I'm supposed to say, so what is this yield? I'm going to show you something amazing. Turn the page for just a moment.
Isn't it ironic that Pesach is the one yantar that requires the most physical preparation, the most active preparation?
Right. It is an interesting point.
That's
before Pesach. That's before Pesach, right.
You got to get in all the Isra Usa
Dila Tasa. That's right.
Right. That's
what
it's about this week. Is it part for the men, not for the women?
This is definitely a part for the night. Yes, 100%. Right, you might not want to share this at the same table, but this is, you'll keep it. I'm sorry? That's right. That's right, the Ishtadlus. That's exactly, right. But Yaakov was just saying, like, it is true. It's the irony that the one Yom Tov where the Ribbono Shel Olam does, Rabbi Nachman says he skipped over everything, we don't have to do anything. You're right. So I don't know, you have to, alright, so think about that. There's gotta be some Torah in that also. So let me show you the result of this. Take a look. It's actually quite beautiful at the end. So this is the Haggadah Shel Pesach Breslov. So again, like I said to you last week, somebody came along and took all of Rabbi Nachman's Torah at the end of Shir HaShirim. And quite beautifully, it has Rabbi Nachman's insights on Shir HaShirim as well, which is quite beautiful. So the pasuk says, Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shom, Asher Shlomo, Yishakinim in the Shikos Pihu. Literally, he kisses me with the kisses of his mouth. Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyayin. Because literally, my beloved ones are better than wine, or sweeter than wine. So look what the Rebbe says. This is on page 3, paragraph B. So this is an incredible yisod. V'zehu yishakini minashikos pihu. So let's say, if you think about this for just a little bit, the phrase is a very interesting one, which is what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally kisses me on the lips. So why that image of kissing Moshe on the lips? Look what he writes. He said, "Neshikin zeh bechinas is dafkos rucha berucha." So Rebbe says something amazing. What's the difference between kissing someone on the cheek versus kissing someone on the lips? When you kiss someone on the lips, so literally you exchange breath with that person. You exchange life force with that person. That's why a kiss on the lips is reserved really for the most intimate of relationships. Because it's not just the kiss, it's the exchange of breath with one another, the very life force with one another. So says the Rebbe, when you kiss someone on the lips, there's isdabkus rucha berucha. There's literally a connection of breath, there's a connection of spirit, one with the other, kiyadua. Haynu bechinas shalom v'ava, bechinas avir hanach v'zach. Literally again, there's peace and there's love, there's the exchange of pure air. Zehu l'reach shmanecha tovim shemen turak shmecha, akel emasabucha, perish Rashi. But it's fine, so we don't have to get to the rest of this, he goes into a different drasha. But we'll say, but what's the chap over here? So you understand that what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, what the Rebbe is saying is, you know what Pesach is? Pesach is the Yom Tov of Yishakeni Mineshikos Pihu. Pesach is the Yom Tov ultimately again, where I kiss the Ribono Shel Olam and he kisses me, not on the cheek, not on the hand, but on the lips. There's an intimate connection. There's an exchange of life force. There's a connectedness with the Ribono Shel Olam that does not exist any other time of the year. There's a Dveikus on Pesach that cannot be replicated even on Yom Kippur, even Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Why? Because also in all of those other holy days throughout the year, there's still an Avoda, and the Avoda ultimately is that what? That I have to do my Isra Usa Dilatasa, I have to do my part, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his. Well, but on Pesach it doesn't work that way. On Pesach the Ribono Shel Olam says to us, Yishakeni Meneshikos Pihu. Let's kiss each other. Let's kiss each other. But an intimate kiss, a loving kiss, an exchange of breath kiss, the kind of kiss that combines the life force of two entities. When you have that level, so again, the reason I'm bringing this down is because this is the byproduct. This is what happens when you bypass Isra Usa Dila Tasa and you just go straight to Isra Usa Dila Ila. This is what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Otsuras HaShemayim and Bracha comes down. There's an opportunity for unparalleled greatness, an opportunity for unparalleled closeness, an opportunity for unparalleled access to the Ribono Shel Olam. This is Pesach. The Yom Tov of Pesach is an opportunity to have dveikus that you cannot find throughout the rest of the year. The Yom Tov of Pesach is an opportunity to say, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't want Isra Usa Dilatasa. I just want you to shower down Brach. Ribono Shel Olam, I don't want to be your friend that's going to peck you on the cheek, but I want to have a loving relationship. I want to kiss you on the lips. And I want our breath, my breath and your breath to mingle. And I want my life force to become yours and your life force to become mine. That's Pesach. I'll just tell you an amazing idea. Just, you see the progression. The Chiddush HaRim brings down, he says something amazing. You know, he says, why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? See, he says, this is wild. He says, you can make a Gzer Shava of Ach B'Yasar, Ach B'Yasar. What does it mean, Ach Gzer Shava B'Yasar? So remember again, so on Pesach Mitzrayim, when Jews left Egypt, so Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos that they took the sheep was the 10th. What other day falls out on the 10th of the month? Yom Kippur. So the Chiddush HaRim says you can make a Gzer Shava from Shabbos HaGadol to Yom Kippur. That just as Yom Kippur is a day of slichu, mechila, day of complete forgiveness, Shabbos HaGadol is a day of complete forgiveness as well. He says that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Because it's such a good Shabbos. Every Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. But ultimately this Shabbos is a Shabbos of uncontainable power. A Shabbos of slichu, mechila, and now it makes sense. Because what happens? First, there's a Shabbos like a Yom Kippur. There's a cleansing experience. There's tshuva, the Moshe forgives us of all of our chatoim. And that leads us right into Pesach. That leads us into Pesach. The Yom Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu skips over Isra Usa Dilatasa, goes into Isra Usa Dila'ila, takes us into the day of Yishakini Mineshikos Pihu, the day of connection, the day of intimacy with the Ribono Shel Bosai. That's Pesach. So it's so important because, you know, as Yaakov mentioned before, you know, there are many details leading up to the Yom Tov, and sometimes we lose sight in all of the details, and sometimes we just get a little bit caught up even with the details of Pesach, the details of the Matzah, the details of the Seder. They're all important details. There's no Judaism without details. But at the same time, we have to make sure to never chas v'shalom miss the incredible opportunity we have. First of all, the Shabbos is Yom Kippur. We have an opportunity to start again. Slicho mechila. We have an opportunity to wipe the slate clean. Remember, Yom Kippur is mechaper for everything. Itzumo, Rebbe says, Itzumo shel mechaper. The essence of the day is mechaper. So if it's true, like, and if Chiddush Hashem said it, it's gotta be true. So if this Shabbos is Yom Kippur, Ach be'asar, Gzeir Shabbat, that means this Shabbos is going to be mechaper for all of our chatan. Comes Matzah Shabbos, we're brand new clean people, which means in the week leading up to Nisya Chavosai, we have to prepare for Pesach. We have to prepare for Isra Usa de la Ila. We have to prepare for Yishakinim in Ishikos Pia. So we should be Zochem Mirat Hashem, because this will be our last year before Yom Tov. But we should be Zochem Mirat Hashem to do all of the necessary Isra Usa de la Tasa in the coming week to prepare ourselves for Pesach. But we should Mirat Hashem be Zochem that when we come to Yom Tov of Pesach, we should be Zochem Mirat Hashem, first of all, to take advantage of the cleansing nature of the Shabbos. We should be Zochem Mirat Hashem to be able to feel the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately to feel the kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right. Yes. Amen.
Right, there's always something.
Yeah.
Therefore, just like on Ramsat, where you have the highest thing, you have to have something before the billable.
Beautiful.
Right. You always find that whenever there's the highest level of Kedusha, there's always a visual aspect of
you mean to counteract
that,
beautiful. So you want to say the avod of cleaning is the billboard.
Yeah.
Oh, so as you was mentioning before,
we're learning
in a different sefer, in sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. See, he says fakert. He says it has to be that cleaning is an avodah. But you're saying,
I'm saying before you have something holy, you have to have something.
Right. It's got to be a counter. It's got to be a countermeasure. It's got to be a countermeasure. You're saying the cleaning roots you in like such mundanity. You're schlepping.
But it's curious.
Otherwise, you can't just get
out of it. Right, it's impossible.
Another potential answer. If you know that there is a gift that's gone into you, you know that that is there, there's no question about it. You want to do what you can to show that you have that connection. You know, if a spouse has a birthday coming up, they know that the husband always celebrates well, the wife is going to be treating the husband well, leading them to make sure they have that connection so that he can really bring that
good.
The idea is that we're someone kind of smart. We know you're going to give us this unparalleled shekel.
Beautiful.
We so want to make that connection so that we get it.
Beautiful.
So it still is, but because we know it's coming.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's the way we prepare in Shari Bono Shal Olam. We're making you feel special.
All right.
Beautiful.
We also know that Yisrael Mitzrayim doesn't actually end that stage until Kriya.